Welcome. Gospel Harvest International is the evangelistic ministry of Itumeleng and Lindy Mokganye. This ministry is devoted to winning souls and igniting the church to do likewise. As you are listening to this message, we pray that God's word would position and empower you to take the harvest in your world.
We're starting a new series titled Learning to Follow the Spirit. And in this first part, I want to speak about key aspects about learning to walk and be led by the Spirit, the lamp of the Lord. In Romans chapter 8 verse 14, listen to what the Bible says. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And the term sons here speaks of not just children, immature Christian, it actually speaks of mature sons of the Lord. It's the Greek word huos. Romans 8:16 says, "And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. The spirit of man, Proverbs 20 verse 27, is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." You see, children of God can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. Another illustration of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27 reads, "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord." Had this verse been written in today, it could have read something like this: "The spirit of man is the light bulb of the Lord." What it means is this, is that God will enlighten us. He will guide us through our spirit. Many times, however, we seek the guidance by other means than the way that God had said. When we do, we get into trouble. We sometimes judge how God is leading by what our physical senses tell us. But nowhere does God say that he will guide us through our physical senses. Too often, we look at things from a mental standpoint and we endeavor to reason out things. But nowhere does the Bible say that God will guide us through our mentality. The Bible does not say that the body of the man is a candle of the Lord, nor that the mind of the man is a candle of the Lord. It says that the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. God will guide us, he will enlighten us through our spirits. Now, before we can understand how God does lead us and guide us through our spirit, we have to understand the nature of man. We have to understand that you and I are a spirit that possesses a soul that lives in the body, man, an eternal spirit. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 27, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Man is a spirit being. He is made in the likeness of God. Jesus said that God is a spirit, John 4, 24. So man must of necessity be a spirit. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a physical body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. When the physical body of man is dead and in the grave, the spirit lives on. That part of man is eternal. Spirits can never die and man is a spirit." Paul is speaking of physical death here in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23 to 24. "For I am straight between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." Paul is going to live, whether in the body or whether out the body. He's still going to live. If he abides or lives in the flesh, he can teach the church at Philippi and be a blessing to them. That would be more needful for them. It would be far better for Paul himself, however, to depart and be with Christ. Paul was actually saying, "I'm going to live in the body. I'm going to depart to be with Christ, or I'm going to depart and be with Christ." Who is going to depart? I am going to depart. Paul was talking about not his body. His body was not going to depart. Paul is talking about his inward man, the spirit who lives inside the body. People sometimes ask, "Will we know each other in heaven?" Well, do we know each other down here? You see, you're the one who's going to be here. If you know one another down here, you'll know one another up there. and you're the one who is here, and you'll be the one who is there. I'm going to depart, Paul says, and be with Christ, which is far better. I like that. If he had just said it was better, then it would have been good. But he said it is far better. Some false cults teach that when a man dies, he's dead like a dog. But no, my friends, man is not dead like a dog. Man is more than a body. He is a spirit. He possesses a soul and he lives inside a body. Others say that when a man dies, he is in soul sleep. The Bible does not teach such. Some say that the spirit does depart, alright, but it comes back as a cow, a dog, or some other form, or someone else. Reincarnation is unscriptural and unbiblical. Stay with the word of God, and it'll solve all your problems along this line. Paul said, I'm going to depart. I'm going to be with the Lord, which is far better. Paul preached the same truths and taught the same facts to all the churches. Here he uses different words to teach them the same blessed truth at the church of Corinth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 he says, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. There's an outward man and there's an inward man. The outward man is not the real you. The outward man is only the house which you live. The inward man is the real you. The inward man never grows older. He's renewed day by day. The inward man is a spirit man. What is our spirit? Keep in mind our introductory text in Romans chapter 8 verse 14 that says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Then verse 16 gives us a little insight into how the Spirit of God leads us. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. In other words, the Spirit of God bears witness with the spirit of man. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. According to these scriptures, God will guide us through our spirit. Therefore, we must find out what our spirit is. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. Nicodemus, being natural, could only think naturally. So he said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus was not talking about physical death. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He was talking about spiritual birth, the part of man that is born again in his spirit. Man's spirit receives eternal life, the life of God, and the nature of God. It is man's spirit that is made a new creature in Christ. Paul calls man's spirit the inward man. Peter calls him the hidden man of the heart. But let it not be the hidden man of the heart, in which is not corruptible. Even the ornament of a weak, meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. In many places, when the Bible speaks of the heart, it's speaking of the spirit. This is the real man. It'll help you in your believing and in your faith to think like that. In the New Testament, whenever the word heart is used, substitute the word spirit and you'll get a clearer picture of what the Bible is speaking about. It is the spirit of man that is born of gain. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is talking about the inward man. It couldn't be talking about the outward man. When you are born again and become a new creature in Christ, you do not get a new body. The outward man is just like it was before. If you are bald before you are born again, you'll still be bald afterwards. If you had brown eyes before, you'd still have brown eyes afterwards. You see, the outward man does not change. God does not do anything with the outward man. You have to do something with the outward man. You find out what God wants you to do with the outward man from the Bible. Then you do it. God does something with the inward man. He makes a man on the inside a new man in Christ, a new creature, a new creation. So we have to learn to be spirit conscious. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, in praying, Paul says, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. In this scriptural passage, Paul begins with the inside, the innermost part of a man, the heart of his being, which is his spirit, and comes to the outside. Yet most people misquote this verse. They say body, soul, and spirit. Why do they put the body first? Because they are more body conscious than they are spirit conscious. Natural things mean more to them than spiritual things, so they put physical things first. Sometimes we are more mental conscious because we live in the mental realm. But man is a spirit being. We need to be more spirit conscious. Spiritual things become more real to us the more spirit conscious we become. If we are going to be led by the Spirit of God, we need to become more spirit conscious or we'll miss out on the things that God wants us to enjoy. Listen, my friends, put the Spirit first. Become more spirit conscious. Realize that you are a spirit being and that you become a new creation created by God in Christ Jesus. It'll help you grow spiritually. Many years ago, I began to think like this. And at first, I would say to myself, I am a spirit being. I have a soul and I live in a body. Saying that helped me become more spirit conscious because it helped my faith. Because faith is of the spirit or of the heart. So what's the difference between spirit and soul? In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the Bible says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder even to the dividing of the soul and spirit." The spirit and the soul are seen in this verse as two distinct expressions of man. Paul, by the Spirit of God, said that they can be divided by the Word of God. If you can divide them, they cannot be the same. Only the Word of God can divide the spirit and the soul. The reason we have not been able to distinguish between the two of them is because we have not dug deeply enough into the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 14 says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, and my understanding is unfruitful." For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays, but my mind, the Bible says, is unproductive. Our understanding, our natural human mentality, is part of our soul. Notice Paul said, "My spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." He did not say, "When I pray in an unknown tongue, my soul prays." He did not say, "When I pray in tongues, I pray out of the intellect or out of the mind." He said, in fact, "I'm not praying out of the soul when I pray in tongues. I'm praying out of the spirit, my heart, my innermost being." Do you remember what Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39? He said, In the last day, the Bible says, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But he spoke of the Spirit, which they believe on him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. As a result of receiving the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. Another translation says, out of the innermost being will flow rivers of living waters. You see, you need to understand that it's not from the head, but from the belly. So it's important for us to understand that it flows not from the head, but from the belly. These things of the spirit are not of the soul realm, but of the realm of the spirit. My friends, in this first part, we've laid the foundation of understanding that we are spirits that possess a soul that live in a physical human body. This will help us as we learn further as to how to follow the Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God. I hope you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening today. If you were blessed by this message, consider how you can get involved and join hands with us in winning rural Africa for Jesus. We'd love to hear from you. Visit our website at gospelharvest.co.za for more information or sermons like this one.